Welcome in. It's 7:03. I'm Dale Johnson. 30 degrees right now. We'll stay here in the low 30s through the day today. A blizzard warning in effect until 6 o'clock. There is no school in Lincoln's public schools today. This morning's snow started to get intense at about 4 this morning.
Moderate to heavy snow that's occurring right now will continue. Probably see that through about 7, but then there still will be snow continuing after that.
Allie Bova with the National Weather Service tells KFOR News we can expect as much as 2 inches, but it will seem like more because of 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts causing blizzard-like conditions. About 20 crews remain on patrol across the city, concentrating on main streets, bus routes, and school routes, putting down that granular salt pre-wet with brine.
The material spreaders have plows on them, so they are performing multiple functions simultaneously. And then plow-only units will be dispatched here at 7:30 to reinforce and back up those material spreaders.
Tim Byrne in the Lincoln Transportation and Utilities Department tells KFOR News crews could pull back into the garage temporarily, though, if visibility becomes too poor for the safety of vehicle operators.
If you have to go to work, if you have to travel, just take it slow. Allow a lot of extra time. Don't get frustrated.
That's good advice this morning from our partner, Brad Anderson, in the 1011 Weather Center. KFOR News time is 7:04. Property tax relief, a focus in Governor Ricketts' State of the State address Thursday. He said his work with Elkhorn Senator Lou Anne Linehan will limit local property tax growth to 3%.
New local spending constraints are critical to ensuring the relief we provide goes into people's pockets and to maintain local control in future years.
Ricketts warned lawmakers if they don't pass property tax relief, citizens will. On the ballot, KFOR's Charlie Brogan says the Ricketts-Linehan tax amendment won't be the only one competing for ballot space.
Senator Tom Breezy of Albion has introduced a constitutional amendment that has the state taking over the financing of K-12 public education altogether. Currently, public schools are financed through a combination of state aid and local property taxes. Breezy says the rising property taxes have been driven by the state legislature's unwillingness to adequately fund its share of schools. His proposal would place the issue on the 2022 general election ballot. Charlie Brogan, KFOR News.
Lincoln's first forecast, a blizzard warning until 6 this evening. We'll have gusty northwest winds up to 55 miles an hour, temperature holding in the low 30s. It's 30 right now. No school in Lincoln's public schools today. 7:06 in the morning. I'm Dale Johnson, KFOR News.